Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Rain is just beginning to move into our southwest counties right now, and there's a lot of it to come. I'll show you when you'll see the rain and how long it will stick around.
Also, the battle for your votes kicks into high gear this weekend. Three candidates will visit North Carolina, starting with a stop in Durham by Vice President Kamala Harris. That's a live look right there from RDU. She'll be exiting Air Force Two in moments.
And a lockdown ends at a Raleigh high school after police arrest a person at the center of an investigation.
It is dry now, but rain will spread across our area this afternoon, making for a messy evening commute. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us on this Friday. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at how wet it will get this weekend.
Look at all this rain that's showing up on satellite and radar, stretching well into the deep south with a lot of thunderstorms. We actually have a cool and stable air mass over us right now, so we will see a lot of rain, but we are unlikely to see the thunderstorms. Let's zoom in a bit, and you can see where we're just beginning to see some light rain moving into Moore County and Hope County. It's not far before it will move on into Chatham County and the rest of our western counties. Gradually, it will push across the region, and most likely everyone will see it by the time we get to the evening commute. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can watch the spread of the rain across the area and solidly in our western counties from, say, Durham down toward Fayetteville by 2 o'clock. And then by 5 o'clock, we're seeing that rain across the viewing area. As we get into the evening, it may pick up in intensity. Notice the yellows and the oranges here between, say, 8 and 10 o'clock. So some of that rain may be heavy at times. Sometimes the yellow and the orange signify thunderstorms, but in this case, we're just talking about some heavy rain. We are likely to see this rain moving out fairly early on Saturday. This is 8 a.m. with rain in the southern half of the viewing area, but by 9 or 10, it's out of the viewing area, and we should have a nice dry afternoon. It looks like it'll turn mild this weekend as well. We'll have a look coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Just minutes ago, Vice President Kamala Harris landed at RDU International. From there, she will make her way to Durham. But right now, we're awaiting her exit from Air Force Two. There she is, coming right out there. And Governor Cooper and Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin are on the tarmac to greet the vice president as she makes her stop here in North Carolina. So she will make her way to Durham, where she's expected to discuss investments in entrepreneurship and to support small businesses. WRAL's Destiny Patterson is live in the area known as Black Wall Street in Durham, where Harris will give remarks. Destiny.
Well, Renee, you just said it. This location is not a coincidence. We're standing on what was once known as Black Wall Street, a place where there were thriving black businesses. And right here, if you take a look, this is Ella West Gallery. It's the only fine arts gallery that is black-owned and female-owned in the state. When Vice President Kamala Harris gets here, she'll announce a total of more than $90 million for women and minority-owned businesses in North Carolina. That's a nod to the Biden-Harris administration's investments in entrepreneurship and small businesses. This comes at a time when voters have shown concern in our economy. That's reflected in an NBC focus group based in North Carolina that shows undecided black voters seem to be souring on the vice president. Some say they don't think that she's as active or as visible as she should be. Visits like this could help shore up the Biden-Harris administration in the eyes of black voters, who make up about half of all Democratic voters here in North Carolina. Of course, her visit today is just ahead of the primary next week. This is her 10th visit in the state since she was sworn in her second visit this year. Of course, you can see this crowd of people that is showing up here ahead of Vice President Kamala Harris's visit here in Durham today, and we are expecting her to be here within the next 40 minutes or so. So we will keep you guys updated there. Renee.
Well, Destiny, the vice president is on her way over to where you are. We just saw her get into a vehicle that will be taking her to Durham. And this is a live look there at that vehicle on the tarmac after she greeted Governor Cooper and Mayor Baldwin. The vice president's visit is going to have a huge impact on traffic in the Triangle once that vehicle gets going. Brian Schrader joins us now with a look at the streets you'll want to avoid. Brian.
We don't have any details about the specific route that the vice president's motorcade will take, but very often they take major routes, and for these visits, they typically briefly shut down roads or sections of roads, including interstates, as the motorcade passes by. So here's RDU and I-40. Would not be a great leap to assume that they might take take 885 on into downtown Durham out to Parrish Street. And you can probably expect over the next little while that we will see some backups with some of those temporary closures. Again, the vice president's speech is downtown at 1240 this afternoon, and then she departs RDU at around 420 this afternoon. So between 330 to 430, you can expect some of those brief shutdowns on the way back to RDU. So if you're going to be out at that time, consider listening to WRL News Plus on the radio. We'll have live coverage of her visit and also any traffic impacts at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and in Durham at 96.5 FM.
Thanks, Brian. It is the first of several campaign stops this weekend in North Carolina. Also today, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley will be in Charlotte. Tomorrow, former President Donald Trump will be in Greensboro. Haley will then make her way to Raleigh tomorrow as well. WRL will provide comprehensive coverage of all of these campaign stops. WRL is your Super Tuesday election night headquarters as well. We'll have the fastest results as they are counted on WRL TV, WRL.com, and on the WRL News app.
Look for updates on all the big races every 30 minutes after the polls close on WRL News Plus, which you can find on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum 1257, your smart TV and mobile devices. Throughout the night on air and online, we'll have insight and analysis from our NC Capital team.
For national coverage, NBC News will have a full wrap-up of Super Tuesday primary election results from across the country, 10 p.m. on WRL. Our team of reporters will have you covered with the local races at 10 o'clock on Fox 50, then at 11 on WRAL. We'll have it all for you, the big local and state races and results from all around the country. Classes back in session at Millbrook High School after a lockdown this morning.
The Raleigh High School and a nearby daycare went on lockdown as police say they were searching for a driver linked to an investigation. WRAL's Chelsea Donovan joins us live now with what we know. Chelsea.
Yeah, so right now we know that one person is in custody. That's according to Raleigh police after they spent hours this morning searching for a suspect, part of an investigation that was right near Millbrook High School, and that's why the high school was on that lockdown. Now we're working to learn, though, what that investigation centered around. Police were gathered at a neighborhood cul-de-sac on Grove Point Court this morning. Radio scanner traffic from Bodcastify indicated that the suspect was part of a jump and run. Scanner traffic indicated the suspect did have active warrants. Police said the suspect was caught around 10 o'clock this morning near Heathrow Place and Spring Forest Road. Of course, we're working with Raleigh police right now to get updates on this case and to see what charges that suspect could face. We'll bring those to you in our later newscasts and on WRL.com.
Chelsea Donovan, live near Millbrook High School. Thank you. A woman is hurt after shooting in Clayton overnight. This happened on Lakeview Drive just after midnight. She was taken to the hospital, but is expected to be okay. Police are still looking for the person who shot the woman.
St. Augustine's University's interim president is assuring students and staff the school will remain open and accredited while the legal process plays out. WRL's Ken Smith is here with more on the university's strategic plan. And Ken, this statement from the interim president comes just days after the school lost its accreditation appeal.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. It was Tuesday when the university lost that appeal to maintain its accreditation. And since then, we've all been wondering, what's next? Well, one of the key points Dr. Marcus Burgess made in his statement was to assure students, faculty, and staff the university will remain accredited as the legal process plays out. He also wrote seniors will graduate with a degree from an accredited university, and students will continue to receive financial aid, as well as the university doing its best to maintain high academic standards. The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools denied the appeal, citing issues with the school's governing body and finances. Well, today, Burgess wrote, with unwavering confidence and determination, I assure you, SAU will keep its doors open, and we have a clear plan to navigate the challenges ahead. As for the timeline of this legal process, Burgess says the plan is to complete the arbitration process within 90 days. If arbitration is not successful, the university will consider taking legal action against the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools to seek an injunction to maintain its accreditation.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, a New York man who was convicted of killing a 20-year-old woman after she and others mistakenly pulled into his driveway in upstate New York was just sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. This is Kevin Monahan. He was convicted in January of second-degree murder of Kaylin Gillis. He fatally shot her after the car she was traveling in, as well as another car and a motorcycle, pulled into his driveway. The group was lost and in an area that did not have cell service. Monahan testified that he felt threatened by the vehicles pulling into his driveway. He says that's when he fired a warning shot. The second shot that he fired actually killed Gillis. He said that happened by accident. He was just sentenced, again, 25 years to life in prison.
You can now sign up for an account on mobile sports betting apps here in North Carolina. The first bets, though, won't be able to be placed until noon Monday, March 11th, one day before the ACC men's basketball tournament starts. You can find a full list of operators approved to take bets in North Carolina on WRL.com. And coming up in our next half hour, investigative sports reporter Brian Murphy will break down how these apps work and what you'll be able to bet on starting March 11th.
A stopgap bill to avoid a partial government shutdown is now headed to President Biden's desk to be signed into law. The Senate passed the measure to extend government funding on a short-term basis. The new deadlines are now for March 8th and March 22nd. Some government funding would have expired today if lawmakers did not pass the bill in time.
Next at noon, Lawyers on Call. It's happening right now. Lawyers are taking your phone calls and answering your legal questions for free. How you can participate.
Also, Pope Francis with a strong warning on what he calls a threat to humanity. What the pontiff is saying about gender ideology.
Plus, changes on what you can bring into Wake County High School spectator events. At 12:30, we explain the new clear bag rule.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air, Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.
Happening right now, lawyers are taking your phone calls and answering your legal questions for free. Our annual Lawyers on Call event is going on all day today. 500 Sides' Keely Arthur is live with some of the lawyer volunteers. And Keely here to explain how to take advantage of this fantastic public service, Keely.
Well, here's the thing is that...
Hi, Jeff. Yes, we are in the WRAL lobby. And check this out. These are all legal experts here volunteering their time and expertise for you. This event is going on from 10 until 7 p.m. tonight, and they are here to answer any and all of your legal questions. Here is how to get a hold of them. I want you to call 919-891-9779. Again, the number 919-891-9779. Be sure to have a pad of paper and a pen and have a good sense of what you want to ask them before you call.
Have your question ready to go as soon as you get on the phone with the attorney volunteer. They'll be able to answer one question for you, and so it's helpful to have your question ready to go.
And I think we all kind of wish we have a doctor or a lawyer in the family so you can call and get that free advice. Well, this is essentially that today. You can call about a myriad of topics. We're talking bankruptcy, family law, eviction, medical, health issues, tax law, you name it. There's probably someone in this room or working remotely who can help answer your questions. Again, the number to call, 919-891-9779. We're going to be here all day until 7.
Normally, those calls cost a pretty penny. Free today when you call in. Keely, we'll check back with you. Thank you.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, the two largest pharmacy chains in the U.S. will begin dispensing the abortion pill mifepristone this month. Officials at CVS and Walgreens said they received certification to dispense it under guidelines the FDA issued last year. The chains say they plan to make the medication available in stores next week in a handful of states first. They'll start with New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, California, and Illinois. They will not be providing the medication by mail and say they will gradually expand to other states where abortion was legal and where pharmacies were legally able to dispense abortion pills.
Alexei Navalny was laid to rest in Moscow today, exactly 2 weeks after his death. thousands of mourners gathered to pay their respects to the former opposition figure, expressing defiance and calling Navalny a true hero. The Kremlin said it had nothing to say to Navalny's family and warned against unauthorized memorials for him. Navalny's team and family have blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin for his death. Navalny made global headlines when he was poisoned with the nerve agent back in 2020. He encouraged Russians to not give up in the event of his death. Pope Francis warned against gender ideology at a Vatican conference. The Pope addressed a conference today on the evolving role of men and women according to Christian teachings. Gender theory or ideology argues that gender is more complex and fluid than the binary categories of male and female, and that depends on more than visible sex characteristics. Francis called gender ideology, quote, the ugliest danger that threatens humanity.
The U.S. government is sounding alarms about smart cars from China, fearful Beijing could use its software to spy on American drivers. The Biden administration is taking a major step toward blocking smart cars made in China from the roads in the U.S., citing a possible threat to national security. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo is launching an investigation that explores how internet-connected vehicles could be used to spy on Americans.
The car knows your location, it knows your patterns, everywhere you're going, your routes. It's a huge amount of information.
And the Biden administration notes that China has imposed restrictions on connected vehicles from U.S. companies. If the investigation leads to trade restrictions, it could be met with counter restrictions from Beijing.
Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman, for breach of contract. Musk says the company behind ChatGPT that he co-founded in 2015 diverged from its original nonprofit mission. He says OpenAI's $13 billion partnership with Microsoft violated its founding charter. Musk left OpenAI in 2018. It's a time to honor all the strong and courageous women in your life. March is National Women's History Month, and now is a great time to learn more about women's history and appreciate the strength and determination of females across the country. You can use this time to research groups organized to help enrich our nation, as well as the laws establishing equal rights.
A big celebration takes place at North Carolina Central University in less than an hour. The School of Law there will launch a series of events to mark its 85th anniversary. It is one of only six historically black law schools remaining in the country. A series of events will continue throughout the year, leading up to a gala in the fall. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is one of the biggest ever. The top prize is now $607 million. It's the eighth time in the game's history the jackpot has been over $600 million. The last time someone won the jackpot was in the beginning of December. You can watch the drawing right here on WRAL at 11 p.m. Brighten anybody's day.
Sure. Well, Elizabeth's watching rain to our west, and we're tracking when it's going to get here. It's going to be messy for the evening commute, Elizabeth.
It is, and overnight. So if you have plans to be out this evening, say around dinner time, you know, or between now and midnight, the rain's likely to be fairly heavy, and it doesn't end until tomorrow morning. Lots and lots of rain stretching all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico and toward the mountains of North Carolina. And now it's just beginning to push into our viewing area, and there's a lot of it back to our west. We take a closer look, and you can see here for Hope County and more County, we're beginning to see the rain moving in. It may be fairly light to begin with, but it will definitely pick up in intensity and coverage as we head through the next several hours. We take a look here from Southern Pines to Aberdeen to Carthage, Pinehurst, Robbins, Vass, almost the whole county seeing some of that rain. We'll next see it up into Chatham County, starting there in Siler City and pushing eastward toward the Triangle area. Here's a look at Futurecast, and we'll continue to see this spreading across the viewing area by 5 o'clock. Pretty much everybody should be seeing it, so it's going to be a messy commute for the entire viewing area. The yellow and orange areas are where rain is heavier. Sometimes that signifies thunderstorms, but we're going to have a cool and fairly stable air mass in place as this moves in, so it's not likely that we'll have a lot of thunderstorms. Once we get to, say, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, we will see that rain becoming fairly heavy. After midnight, it becomes a bit lighter, but it does stick around on and off through the early morning hours. At 8 a.m., we're seeing some showers in our southern and southeastern counties. By the time we get to, say, 9 or 10 o'clock, it's moved on out. I'm looking at the potential for a few breaks in the clouds, but I wouldn't expect to see very much sunshine tomorrow. Still, the afternoon, even lunchtime through the afternoon, should be fairly dry and mild as well. It's just started to rain here in Pinehurst. The skies are gray. It's probably hard for you to see the raindrops on the screen there, but we're starting to see the pavement there, the bricks starting to get wet, and people walking around in raincoats. So that rain is coming down in Pinehurst now. 54 is our current temperature, and we'll just hold it there for the remainder of the day and into the evening. As a matter of fact, overnight, we won't even see these temperatures drop much from where they are right now. Our cool spot is Roxborough at 46. Elsewhere, we're looking at mid to upper 50s, and we're looking at 5 to 10 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday in Clinton and Raleigh, as well as Goldsboro, Rocky Mount, and Fayetteville. Around town this afternoon, just going to hold it here, mid-50s in Raleigh, 53 in Durham, 59 in Fayetteville. We are looking at even warmer temperatures as we get into the weekend. It'll be a cool, wet day from the next few hours all the way into, say, early tomorrow morning. But with dry conditions tomorrow afternoon, we'll climb to 66, 69 Sunday, 68 Monday, and 70 degrees on Tuesday. And we are not going to see a washout of a day tomorrow. If you're headed to the Hurricanes game, the rain should be over by 11 o'clock. So if you're going to do a little tailgating pregame, you should be fine. Temperature around 60. It'll stay fairly cloudy through the day tomorrow. And when you're coming out of the game, 65, not too bad. It has been a very warm month. We're going to see above normal temperatures for the weekend. If you look at all the orange color on the calendar there, you can see we've had a lot more days above average than average or below average. We'll continue that trend this week. Again, 66 on Saturday. We climb to 70 on Tuesday, and our temperatures stay above normal through the middle of next week, where we'll have another chance for rain. Speaking of chances for rain, coming up, we're going to take a closer look at tonight and Saturday and show you how much we may see in the rain gauges.
Okay, looks like a warm start to March after today. Coming up today on WRL News at 5 p.m. Good news, work is underway on a pill that would protect you against the most common kind of tick-borne illness, Lyme disease. We'll explain how it works.
Also ahead, more people in Raleigh are walking to work. We'll explain the new effort to make it easier to get around downtown on foot.
AMC Theaters says all its fourth quarter growth in revenue and profit came from Taylor Swift and Beyonce. Concert films from the two superstars brought fans into the theaters and gave the chain a financial boost. AMC's revenue for the last 3 months of the year was up 12%, and operating profit by one measure nearly tripled. AMC says it's now hearing from other artists who want it to distribute their concert films this year and next. Some home security cameras that use door cameras may have security flaws. A consumer advocacy group found that doorbell cameras sold under the brand names Ekin and Tuck are an easy target for hackers. Crooks can take over the cameras or access private information, putting users at risk. Walmart has removed the camera from their online store, but they continue to be sold by other retailers.
If you plan to travel for the total solar eclipse in April, now's the time to book a place to stay. Airbnb says their spots are going fast in the cities right along that path of totality. The total eclipse will be visible from Texas all the way to Maine on April 8th. According to Airbnb, searches for listings between April 5th and April 8th have increased by 1,000%. The next chance to see this phenomenon will be 2044. Today's the day sports fans can sign up for mobile betting. We break down the process for you.
And we're 3 hours into our annual Lawyers on Call event. This is a live look at the volunteers. Five on Your Side's Kelly Arthur joins us live after the break with how you can get legal questions answered for free. First, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
30 minutes ago, people in North Carolina could begin registering accounts with one of 8 licensed operators in the state. Joining me now is WRAL Sports Investigative Reporter Brian Murphy to walk us through this process. Brian, you can't turn on the TV or go through social media without seeing or hearing an ad, right, for these, for the sports betting. Is there any sense of how many people are signing up?
Well, I talked to some operators in the past 24 hours, and they told me that it's unlikely that they'll promote the number of customers that have signed up or how much money's been deposited. limited. The first look we'll get at how operators are doing and which one is doing the best will be when tax documents are filed with the Lottery Commission. Those must be filed monthly.
So this is the setup. People won't be able to place actual bets until March 11th at noon. So why are they able to register the accounts now?
Yeah, the Lottery Commission said they wanted to give users time to check out the different apps. You know, this is really all done on your phone and become comfortable or familiar with the user experience. Will people rush out on day one and actually get an account right now? Or will they wait till sometime before they bet? That we don't really know.
Well, and they certainly have time to do it, right? So what type of information do... Black women are nearly three times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications than white women. Many of them develop cardiovascular issues. Health professionals are highlighting the health disparities in minority communities, especially the risk for heart issues in black women. One Wake Forest mom is hoping her story can help other women. Cheryl Stokes says her breathing grew worse in the days after her son was born in 2005. Her family convinced her to call her doctor, who immediately sent her to the emergency room. Stokes had postpartum cardiomyopathy, which is one of the leading causes of maternal death for black women. She credits her survival to the fact that she had good insurance, a hospital nearby, and a black physician who recognized the warning signs.
I feel very fortunate because I know not everybody has access to good prenatal care. It could have gone another way had I not been in the situation that I'm in.
WRAL dives further into stories like Cheryl's in Critical Term, Why Are Black Mothers and Babies Dying? You can watch the full documentary on WRALDOC.com.
I would imagine a fair amount of college basketball fans could have guessed this. University of Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark is skipping her final year of college eligibility and entering the 2024 WNBA draft. Clark is widely expected to be the top player selected in April's draft. She has her eyes on some more records, though, before she leaves. And Clark inching closer while she's playing at Iowa to becoming the top-scoring NCAA basketball player ever, needing just 17 more points to surpass Pete Maravich's record, 3,667 career points. A Texas teenager had big plans of becoming an Air Force pilot and playing football. That is before doctors discovered a leaky heart valve when he was in the sixth grade. Now he's 16. Zeke Mankins has a mechanical valve and new passions, including marching band, choir, and competing in the National Junior Olympics. His story inspired someone else, though, Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. This week, Zeke was named to his varsity track team, and Hamlin made the trip to congratulate him and invite him to join the Abbott Heartmates team. It's a community for those impacted by heart conditions.
An unforgettable experience there. A piece of movie memorabilia is up for sale. You'll have to have deep pockets to sit at this table. Plus.
And all this training I do and all this, you know, maybe it was for this.
I'm going to get her down.
Is it, though? An athlete cuts short his training run to show some compassion for man's best friend.
Welcome back. This is a live look at the campaign event for Vice President Kamala Harris. At the top of our newscast, you saw that Air Force Two landed at RDU International. She is on her way to Durham in the area known as Black Wall Street, where she'll be talking with small business owners and entrepreneurs as part of a campaign stop. We'll let you know when she arrives in Durham. Marble's Kids Museum wants to help children dream big. Tomorrow, the museum will host its annual Future Me Fair. This is video from the fair from a previous year. There will be a lot of hands-on opportunities for children to explore different careers. It's included with your museum admission. The fair runs from 1 until 4 p.m. Tomorrow, the Holding Park Inclusive Playground will open in Wake Forest. The playground will be open daily from 7 a.m. until dusk. It features a variety of equipment for children of all ages and abilities. There are wheelchair-accessible slides and rides. The surface is rubber and level, so mobility devices like wheelchairs can travel on it easier. Find more fun things to do this weekend by going to WRAL.com and searching keyword out and about.
This next story will warm your heart. An avid hiker became an unlikely hero while training on the trails of Hawaii. Sergio Florens runs the trails behind his home several times a week, and on Wednesday at the peak, about 1,000 feet up, he encountered a dog curled up, shivering, dehydrated, had gashes on her face. Florian knew what he had to do.
She was in pretty bad shape, though, poor girl. She was very skinny, and I felt her shivering in my arms, and I was like, I can't leave this living being here.
Oh, he posted on social media. Florian was then able to reunite the dog, Stevie, with her owner. He says she got loose on a walk and took off on one of those pig trails up there. So get this, two other dogs are still missing, and Florian plans to go back out to search for them.
Oh, he was in the right place at the right time.
No doubt. Knew what to do, got it back to safety, back to its owner, too.
Oh, so great. Good work. We have some cloudy skies out there, and we're waiting on the rain that will be moving in this afternoon. Elizabeth Gardner is tracking our overcast skies and when that rain's moving in.
It is creeping into Moore County right now, and we took a look just a few minutes ago there at Pinehurst, but we're looking at dry conditions right now. In Goldsboro, it's a little breezy. You can see the camera shaking just a little bit. Apex still dry, Chapel Hill, Fayetteville, but it won't be long. We'll give it another hour to 2 hours, depending on where you are. We're really going to start to see that rain pushing across the area. There's so much of it. You can see some of that rain. I'll go ahead and put this into motion. You can see a little bit of wintry mix there. It's going to be some freezing rain and maybe some sleet in the mountains, and then the rain stretches all the way from our viewing area down through the deep south to almost really New Orleans. So there's just a steady stream of moisture that's coming right our way. So we're going to be dealing with this for a while, all afternoon, overnight tonight, and into early Saturday morning. We take a look at what's happening right now. Dual Doppler 5000 radar. We got close here to it a few minutes ago, and it looked like it was pretty steady coming in across Moore County. But it's just now started to break up a little bit. This leading edge is starting to thin out just a bit. But as I just showed you, there is plenty more rain where that came from, so it will continue to push in. We have a fairly dry air mass over us right now, and fortunately it's also cool and stable. So as this moves in, we are not likely to have the same sort of thunderstorms that we're seeing down across parts of Mississippi and Alabama. So here's Futurecast again. We continue to see this rain pushing in, likely to be between 2 and 3 o'clock moving across the triangle, and by 4 to 5 o'clock we're seeing it across the viewing area. Once we get into 7 or 8 o'clock, we start to see some of these heavier bands of rain moving in. But instead of seeing thunderstorms, it's just the rain is likely to be really heavy at times, as we get through the evening. It begins to scatter out a little bit after midnight. This is 6 a.m. with some showers in our southern counties, and that continues to slide eastward around 8 a.m. And by 10 or 11 o'clock, it is out of the viewing area. And Futurecast continues to try to show some thinning of the clouds during the afternoon. Our highs will be in the mid-60s. So Saturday is definitely not a washout by any means. That rain should be over mid-morning. We should be dry by lunchtime, and the rest of the afternoon should be just fine. Sunday, the same story. We have a tiny chance of a sprinkle on Sunday, but shouldn't be anything that would make you change your plans. How much rain are we talking about? We've seen this number really jump up today with the new runs of the computer models coming in. So it's possible that we could see up to 1.5 to 2 inches in some of our southeastern counties. But I think overall, it'll be more like 0.5 inch to 1 inch for the bulk of the viewing area. We can plan it looking like this. Early morning rain. Again, it should be out by around 9 or 10 o'clock. We'll see a high of 66 on Saturday. There might be a few peaks of sunshine, but mostly it will be cloudy. And then on Sunday, a high of 69, a stray sprinkle or two, but again, very little rain, just a 20% chance on Sunday. We definitely need the rain. So if we get, 0.5 inch to 1 inch, it may help our situation. When the drought monitor came out yesterday, our southern counties went under abnormally dry conditions. Some of our eastern counties had seen that last week, but also new this week was moderate drought in some of the eastern counties. Last pollen count was medium for trees, but that's likely to drop significantly with this round of rain coming through. But take a look at these temperatures. Again, we're nearly 70 on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Our pollen counts will likely climb at that point, but we'll have another round of rain the middle of next week.
Elizabeth, thanks. A one-year-old channels her inner golden girl and goes viral. We'll tell you who's responsible for this nostalgic look.
We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we're following for you today.
Any minute now, Vice President Kamala Harris will be speaking in Durham. She's announcing that tens of millions of federal dollars will be used to support historically underserved small businesses in North Carolina. This is a live look at that venue where she will be. Visits like this could help shore up the Biden-Harris administration in the eyes of black voters, who make up about half of all Democratic voters in North Carolina.
The search for a driver in Raleigh put Millbrook High School and a nearby daycare on lockdown. Sky 5 flew over a neighborhood on Grove Point Court where police gathered. Police say officers arrested someone in that area, but it is not clear who that person is and if it was the suspect in this case, what they were wanted for, the charges. The lockdowns, though, have been lifted.
St. Augustine's interim president is assuring students and staff the university will remain open and accredited while the legal process plays out. On Tuesday, the university lost its appeal to maintain its accreditation. Interim President Marcus Burgess says seniors will graduate with a degree from an accredited university and students will continue to receive financial aid.
The centerpiece in one of the most discussed scenes in TV history is up for sale. It's the booth from the last scene in The Sopranos finale. It's where Tony and his family sat as the screen cut to black, ending that hit series in mystery. The booth is from a restaurant called Holston's in Bloomfield, New Jersey. The restaurant is renovating now, and the owner is auctioning that booth on eBay. Bids start at $50,000.
This next story will certainly brighten your day. A Texas toddler transforms into an 80s icon with a doozy of a hairdo.
She turned into a little mini Betty White.
One-year-old Evie Mae Mathis got her first haircut, and it has transformed her into a golden girl. She's becoming a viral sensation because after getting her first do done by her grandmother, her mom posted videos of the toddler wearing 80s fashions like padded shoulders and applying Liz Taylor's White Diamonds perfume. Some people say, you know, her hairstyle reminds them of the characters Blanche or Rose on Golden Girls. Evie's mom says the secret to her hair is, of course, a lot of teasing. The higher the hair, the closer to God.
Grandma had something to do with that.
So
time
cute.
For our pet of the day now. Don't hold the mustard unless it's this mustard. A 3-month-old neutered male puppy is about 18 pounds. Will probably grow to 60 or 75 pounds. Mustard, very friendly, clearly adorable, and eager to experience the world. Information, spcawake.org.
WRAL's annual Lawyers on Call event going on right now. Lawyers will answer your calls for free until 7 p.m.
NBC News Daily, next on WRAL.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.